Good morning, I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. A Saturday morning and time now for your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Stop on in hours this morning and they look forward to seeing you. Check out their trailers, skid steer attachments. They offer all the parts, sales and service all at Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. And before we get into this week's report, a reminder, I'll have coverage of the Minnesota State FFA convention this coming week. Our reports are brought to you by Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Minnesota Farm Bureau, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Minnesota Pork, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, Ecker Feed Service, Magnify Financial, Melrose Implement, and Center Dairy, Sauk Center, also Minnesota Farmers Union. And Minnesota Farmers Union Government Relations Director, that's Stu Laurie. He joined me earlier in the week as our legislators came off the Easter break. Session resumed on Tuesday late morning. And as Stu agrees, there's a lot to work to get done here in this session under 5 weeks remaining.
It is crunch time, and that's against the backdrop of a historic $9.25 billion budget surplus. So not only do we have needs in our economy and things that we want legislators to address, but they also have a bunch of money to do it. So it's crunch time, and it's an interesting time to be hanging out at the Capitol and working on this stuff on behalf of farmers.
You know, you can see each side of the aisle kind of trying to position themselves to better utilize this money. In the meantime, it's the waiting game. I think that's more frustrating.
Totally. Yep, that's exactly right. And you see those differences. We know we've now seen the House and Senate proposals for a budget for agriculture, for example, a small budget item in the grand scheme of things, but the Senate has proposed a $5 million investment in agriculture, and the House's proposed investment is around $75 million. So you see kind of orders of magnitude of the difference there, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they come together. I'll say, for both bills, and proportionally so, our priorities from Farmers Union are addressed, so we're really grateful to see that and feel like we're in a good position going into conference committee, but it is going to take a lot of work on the part of legislators to come together in the next 4 weeks. As you said, we got a constitutional deadline on May 23rd, and we're really counting on them to do that.
I know, Stu, as well, when it comes to agriculture, drought relief has been a priority, which right now sits in conference committee. How does that stand right now as that moves ahead?
That's right. We've been working hard on that. And I'll say, Joe, and I say it often, but, you know, we first asked for a drought relief package in August, right? We sent a letter to the commissioner, to the governor. The governor put together a proposal, a solid proposal that came out in September. We never called a special session, came back into session, and we've been kind of beating that drum all the way till now. So it's been a long road, but a lot of good partners, and I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to come together, that legislators will be able to come together and agree on a final package. I'll say for agriculture, there's very resolvable differences between the House and Senate drought relief package. Fundamentally, Joe, it's grants and loans, you know, and they're small, rapid response grants specifically for specialty crop and livestock producers because, you know, based on what we've heard and the other farm organizations in the department, those are the folks who were hardest hit and also fell between the cracks in terms of our federal safety net. There just aren't quite as good of tools to help out dairies and livestock grazers and those small specialty crop producers as there are for some row crop producers. And also yields rallied for a lot of those folks, as did prices, of course. So that's really where this focuses. And fundamentally, there's some important differences around eligibility to resolve. But I think a key word is resolvable, and I think we're going to get there.
Stu Laurie, Government Relations Director with Minnesota Farmers Union, joining us here on Chasm Radio. Also, earlier this week, we had Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson as he was at a meeting on Tuesday in Willmar with Governor Walz and other legislative leaders, and they were addressing and talking about the topic of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Right now, approximately 2 million birds. Yeah, 2 million birds have been affected here in the state. And Tom, in more details, he said it was great to get together in Willmar earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was really good to get the governor out to Willmar yesterday, and also Senator Smith and Klobuchar, and really, visit the command center that's out there that's working on all this, all their employees. From the USDA Department of Ag, the Board of Animal Health, takes a lot of people to help coordinate this. As you might know, Joe, we're up over 50 cases now and 2 million birds, and really trying to get a handle on this. So then also just meeting with growers and companies really to understand the situation, see what we can do to help them the best.
You know, it seems like cases are pretty spread out. We're seeing backyard flocks, more larger operations all be affected by this right now.
Yeah, the real key word we hear, Joe, right now is popcorn. You know, that we don't know where they're going to pop. You know, in your listing area there, you have a real heavy, poultry concentration, both backyard and commercial-type flocks. But, you know, we've been seeing them in southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, and all different kinds. And also the wild bird population. I think I just saw this morning, you know, to the update that we've had, you know, 30-some eagles and hawks where we didn't have those in 2015. So a little different virus, but kind of popcorns everywhere right now.
It really does. And how has the response been? Has that been pretty timely and effective so far, Tom?
Yeah, despite the amount of cases we have, what we heard yesterday is the response has been much better this year. We're able to get those barns down a lot quicker this year, which is helpful for, like, Department of Ag. We have a case managers assigned to each farm, and that's been really good, just keeping one manager. We've also, the farm's biosecurity plans are really working. In 2015, we saw spread from farm to farm. We're not seeing that this year. The introductions are coming from wild birds. And so as it warms up and the migrations change and just the virus will dissipate, but can't come soon enough. You know, the biosecurity, some things are working very well.
Now, farmers, producers who have been affected too, are they eligible for indemnity payments too? Is that a federal thing, Tom?
They are, and so that's an important piece too, as those indemnity payments come from the USDA later on. They don't make the farmers whole. But it is a helpful piece for them. But then they also have some downtime, you know, because they need to compost the birds and then clean the barns, and so it does interrupt and it does cost the farmers, and just the mental stress too, Joe. I just can't say enough for those farmers that go through this. Even the farmers are just wondering if it's going to pop up, you know, so keep those farmers in your thoughts. It's a stressful time right now.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture here on Chasm Radio joining us earlier this week. And that's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Yes, we are excited as well for Minnesota State FFA. Yeah, convention coverage coming up in the week ahead. And the week after that, I'll make my way to our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. And we'll have updates from our top national ag organizations, legislative leaders, folks at USDA. So a bunch of that coming up in the first 2 weeks of May as well. A lot going on. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you each and every week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.